We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Friday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. We're wrapping up everything you need to know daily in order for you to follow along with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just 10 minutes long, Monday through Friday. Like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's get this one going. This episode brought to you by Unified Healing. Well, breaking news coming out yesterday, Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has turned himself into Dallas authorities after an arrest warrant was issued on Wednesday night. Glen Heights Police Department took Rice into custody on Thursday for his involvement in a multi-car crash just 2 weeks ago. Bond was set at $40,000. Now, Rice faces 8 total charges, 6 counts of collision involving bodily injury, 1 count of aggravated assault, which is a second-degree felony, and 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, which is a third-degree felony. According to Bleacher Report, the latter two charges alone carry a maximum sentence of 10 and 20 years, respectively. Now, Rice is not the only one being charged in connection with the crash. Former teammate at SMU, cornerback Teddy Knox, has been charged with the same offenses. Rice was driving a Lamborghini SUV that he leased from Classic Lifestyle, while Knox was allegedly driving a Corvette also leased under Rice's name. According to the reports, the two were allegedly racing each other at the time of the accident. All passengers in the two vehicles fled the scene after the crash. And according to police reports and USA Today, 10.8 grams of marijuana were found in the vehicle Rice was driving. A check for $16,500 also left at the scene, and Rice also left behind his Chiefs playbook. On Wednesday, Chief NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy told Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, "We continue to monitor developments in the matter." As for the SMU player, the team announced on Twitter Thursday that Knox has been suspended from the football team. So what does the future hold for the rookie standout? Well, according to Florio, the league typically waits for criminal cases to resolve itself before imposing discipline. Because Rice faces felony charges, he could be placed on paid leave. The league often doesn't use paid leave in the offseason, though, since there's nothing to be on leave from. The Chiefs could ask Rice to skip the offseason program. In 2019, the Chiefs and wide receiver Tyreek Hill agreed that he would stay away from offseason workouts while authorities were investigating a broken arm suffered by his son. Now, Hill eventually was not charged. The Chiefs could also release Rice, avoiding the potential requirement of having to pay him while he's unavailable to play. He has a fully guaranteed salary of $1.045 million for 2024. Now, the Chiefs could potentially void the guarantees based on the language of his contract. We'll continue to bring you updates surrounding the situation and if the Chiefs make any further comments. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Well, it's never too late to pick up your diploma, right? Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, years later, over 10 years later, to be exact, accepted their diplomas on stage at the University of Cincinnati. But the duo didn't take their college degrees in hand quietly. Oh, no, no, no. They did it the Kelce style while chugging a beer on stage. I mean, what else would you expect? According to the Today Show, Travis Kelce finished his remaining credit hours to complete an interdisciplinary studies degree in 2022. And Jason Kelce received his degree in marketing, but didn't attend commencement. So it only makes sense that they go out with a bang after waiting all these years. The surprise commencement actually came on top of a live show the brothers were already hosting at the university. According to Entertainment Today, the NFL sibling stars took over the school's Fifth Third Arena for a live show that included the inaugural Lumbaby Games competition and a taping of their popular New Heights podcast. The great Lumbaby Games included UC students facing off in a number of fun challenges. Two teams consisting of Cincinnati students were chosen ahead of time and split into Team Athletic versus Team Academic. According to Sports Illustrated, one of the fun competitions was the Travis Kelce Spelling Bee. Contestants were asked to spell an assortment of athletic and NFL terms, and of course, some words that the Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce infamously spelled wrong in his resurfaced tweets that went viral during the NFL season. Cincinnati basketball guard Jizzle James was one of the contestants, and he won after spelling the word squirrel correctly. The word was a homage to one of the many old tweets, and Kelce spelled the word back in 2011 like this, S-Q-U-I-R-L-E. That's one way to do it. James accordingly spelled it correctly, which led to Team Athletic winning the spelling bee. Now, last night will be one to remember, not only for the university, but for the Kelce brothers. Even Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow made an appearance and got to jump in on the party. For now, though, I'm sure it's going to be back to business as usual, beefing with the Bengals here soon. All right, let's head over to social medias now. Apparently, the boys' club is growing. According to ESPN, Luis Rhys-Zamet says he's been welcomed with open arms by the staff and players, including Mahomes and Kelce, who have both messaged him. Rhys-Zamet said jokingly, "Pat is my best mate now, and that Pat and Travis have messaged me just saying welcome to KC, and if I ever need anything, to let them know. Everyone's been so welcoming." Well, we love to hear that. The 23-year-old also said, "I feel like when you step into the facility, you just feel like you're going to win. They have all their Super Bowl trophies straight in front of you, and everyone's so confident and so chatty. You just feel a belief within the facility. I was blown away." Well, it looks like Mahomes is backing up his word. He was just seen alongside Rhys-Zamet down in Texas this coming via Instagram from their trainer, Bobby Stroop. Well, we all have some good banter over on Twitter. Two-star quarterbacks going back and forth with a little bit of friendly fire this week. Former NFL quarterback Eli Manning tweeting at Patrick Mahomes saying, "Hey, Patrick Mahomes, I added a new ring to my collection thanks to my Gotham FC. Come see it up close this Sunday." The trash talking coming out ahead of KC Curran's NWSL matchup against Gotham FC on Sunday. Now, Mahomes quote tweeted the message with his reply saying, "We'll see you Sunday. Hashtag KC baby." Gotham FC are the defending NWSL champions and will receive rings to commemorate their stellar campaign last year. Mahomes co-owns the Current with his wife Brittany, while Manning is a part owner of Gotham FC. Sunday's game will be at 5 p.m. Central Time at Red Bull Arena in Harrison, New Jersey.
"Hey Mahomes, you may have one more of these than me, but do you have one of these? I don't think so. See you at the home opener, April 14th. Let's go Gotham!"
One player the Chiefs mock drafts have been eyeing is defensive lineman Darius Robinson. The Mizzou prospect joined Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show to discuss where he likes to play along the line. Now, I don't think Kay is buying this, but he says he's just ready to get drafted and get to work.
"Watched it like for the past couple of months. I'll play anywhere you want." I don't believe you.
Why is that?
I don't know, because if I was 300 pounds and 6'5 and as long as you are, I'd want to come off the edge and bite quarterbacks. That's what I'd want to do.
Yeah.
I'd want sack numbers. I don't believe that you don't want sack numbers. Fast as you are, coming off the edge, I'd want to eat quarterbacks for a living.
Yeah, but then you got to think, too, if you rush inside, the guards are least athletic, and it's the quickest way to the quarterback.
So it's kind of a little reason behind both ways. And, you know, just excited whatever team drafts me, whatever role they want me to play, and, you know, just go hunt and get back to work and get back to my process.
All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. Get those questions in. And, of course, make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Submit your questions over on the LLC by today for a chance to get mentioned on Monday. We love you guys staying involved, and we will see you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, and have a great weekend.